This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven and a half the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the real deal. This is where everything else, this overview of the world of talk radio, it's the beginning, it's the end, it's the apex, it's the top. There's nothing better than this on the radio, if I do say so myself. That's because Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And he's going to go through the charts for this first week of May. Michael, this is a dramatic moment.
I don't know if I can live up to this.
Somebody's got to do this.
Don't you like that when the use of
this?
This is the. This talk is radio. The infinity of talk. At number 10, we have concerns about artificial intelligence. People
as well, we should.
You know, what is this genie that we have let out of said bottle? At number 9, we have the deadly shootings all over the place. At number 9, we have the New York subway chokehold death. At number 7, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 6, Trump's legal battles, which are many, and we tied that with the Proud Boys verdict that came in this week. At number 5, the Tucker Carlson Fox brouhaha aftermath. And that certainly was a lot to be desired. We have at number 4 the Biden immigration policy. At number 3 we have bank failures. At number 2, Fed raises interest rates. A lot of banking and financial stuff. All the way up to number 1, the debt ceiling. At number 10, we have Jordan Neely. We have Vladimir Putin at 9, Jack Smith at 8, E. Jean Carroll at 7, number 6, Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson at 5, Greg Abbott at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. It was another crazy week.
So as a human being, not speaking as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but just a human being who is an observer of what's going on, the essence of what the world holds for us every week. Do we ever get cynical about things because it seems that from one week to the next, the stories change, but the tempo doesn't? You know what I mean? The amount of change, the amount of focus on the negative, look at this. Where is there anything on here that people can smile about? There's nothing there that we can smile about.
I'm looking closely here. There isn't. It's downright. Yeah, maybe artificial intelligence. Maybe artificial intelligence.
Maybe Tucker, we can laugh about him a little bit. Artificial intelligence? You're not concerned about that?
No, but the concerns are not like, you know, the Russians are building up a military presence along the border with Canada or something, you know.
No,
it's more of a theoretical. But your point is well taken. But this is the age-old question about journalism. Mm-hmm. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. Is good news news? You know, what is news? News is when things don't work. Mm-hmm. Things work. You see, what's so amazing about the reality in which we live and have lived since the beginning of time. Well, I can't say that. I haven't been around that long. Maybe I have, but I don't remember. Is that things go very well when you think about how many things can go wrong. Most things go very well. It's amazing. It's amazing that the world spins and is there and that society functions. And there's nobody pressing buttons or directing traffic down to the micro level. It just happens. And so when things go wrong, that's news. If we report on, you know, everything that goes well, it would be a whole different story. Think about, you know, cities operating, the sun comes up, people get in their cars, traffic is going, transit is happening, airplanes are landing, hospitals are operating.
Things are working.
Yeah. I mean, look at how many complex operations go on every day in this thing called society.
Mm-hmm.
So
very complex, isn't it? But you wonder what the future does hold. If we're at this point and we've seen the changes that have happened since the Industrial Revolution in the 1880s, and that's only less than 150 years ago, look at the change that has taken place in that time, the point being that there was much good and then there was much bad. The whole World War I, World War II thing, the aggressiveness that was possible because of modern media, modern technology, things that couldn't have happened. The Romans took them centuries to conquer the world, right? Yeah. The world that they knew.
Well, also think about technological advancements. I mean, decades would go by, hundreds of years would go by, and nothing would change. Yeah. People wore the same clothes. The children had the same customs as their parents. Technology was the same machines, year after year after year. And it was a whole different tempo than we have now. Now, you know, you take a nap, you wake up, it's a strange new world. You can't get off the treadmill. It's going so fast. It wasn't always like that, but I don't know. You know, I wasn't following the stories like I have been for the last 40 years.
Okay, so let's put something into perspective here. As we talk about death, there was always dying things. Number 9 item this week on the countdown. All these shootings, the situation in New York on the subway, and why it seems these things happen. I have a theory that I put forth this week on the Good Day program about the lack of credibility in the legal system. I tied it together with all of the discussions about who's being appointed, Dianne Feinstein holding up judicial appointments and all this stuff, can of worms. One can, you open it and it goes into another can. But with the idea of this this problem that we have with violence that's spreading not only all around the country but all around the world, mm-hmm. there's no justice. And I think that's, you know, the whole business about the what happened with the Proud Boys and the verdict, who's guilty and what they're going to suffer as a fate for their actions. Look at the guy that got put to death in Florida this week. He'd committed his crime over 35 years ago and was convicted of it over 35 years ago and sentenced to death over 35 years ago. And yet, here he is, 35 years later, just suffering the consequences of his actions. And then you look around, there was an officer who found a woman. Here's the story of something that happened 26 years ago. This was a cold case that a detective pursued trying to solve the murder of this woman who was discovered dead on her bed by her 4-year-old son. When the police walked in, he was wiping the blood from her nose. This is 26 years ago. Nobody really pursued the case, and then some detective, it's kind of like a Law and Order story, right?
Yeah.
But the point I'm bringing up is we have a lot of this stuff that's here because I think nobody really fears the consequences of their action. You think that's true?
What a great question. Firstly, I can't say nobody fears the consequences of their action.
Well, not enough people.
Most people fear the consequence of their action, or there would be far more lawlessness. It goes back to what I said before. Most people are law-abiding. Most people have never been arrested. Most people have never been to jail. Most people never kill anybody. I mean, the worst that most people do is maybe they cheat on their tax, or and don't even realize it in some cases. you know, or steals some extra splendor from the diner. You know, it's...
Sorry, that strikes me. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Most people are...
If you're going to steal something, steal the raw sugar. Don't steal the Splenda. Right?
You know, the Splendas are the first to go. You know, yeah. I forgot the name of the other one off the top of my head. The pink. There's the pink, the blue, and the yellow.
Yeah, right.
But think about what this goes back to what I said earlier about... Good news is not news. Most people are good. Most people are decent. Most people get along in society. Most people pay their bills. Most people go to work.
Right.
Most people. Isn't it true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you think about it.
I think that there are a lot of people who don't go to work these days. But
look at the statistics of unemployment. Look at the statistics of crime. Look at it. It's a small minority of the general population of human beings that engages in this type of activity. So when you say people commit crimes without fear of anything happening, in some cases, criminality is a mental illness, and they have no awareness. And in other situations, it's a profession. Yeah. And the cost of doing business...
Crime does pay.
You might... That's the sad part of it.
Yeah. Because of what I said earlier in the conversation, there's no real recourse. There's nobody really... We have the police, but they're corrupt, and you know most of them are good, but some of them aren't. And so that gets in the way of people having respect for the law and the people who enforce the laws.
I think most police are good.
I do, too. But there are some that steal the headlines. And so we get, then the people who would be good as police say, I don't want to be subject to that. Look at all of that. How's it right? I'm not doing that. Uh-huh. And you go become a plumber.
And then, now there's a, I'm not going to say they have plumbers. All the plumbers coming after me with their wrenches.
You know, I have a thought that isn't on the countdown, but I think it's
about...
I'm thinking about Jamie Foxx and how much that's become a part of the social media lexicon because he had a stroke. Nobody wants to admit it in his family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you look at stuff like that and you think, why wouldn't you? I understand privacy, but is there a lesson to be learned from this? I mean, he's not dead, and maybe he's recovering. I've seen a lot of people recover from strokes. But, you know, it's a personal choice, but that's occupied a lot of space in people's minds this week, interestingly enough. So anyway, I throw it out there because we only had 10 seconds and now it's 18 past the hour. We have to move on.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family. Or if you're retired, you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
We'll G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are. 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown time. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And the host replacing Tucker Carlson next week is Marjorie Taylor Greene. No.
Well, maybe they should I wouldn't be surprised.
Don Lemon.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put Marjorie Taylor Greene in there, or Donald Trump should do that. Trump, he should get out of politics and get into
become a star again. After all, did you see what he said? The Trump legal battle thing is number six this week on the story countdown list from Talkers. He said that. He was quoted as having, but this was the Billy Bush thing, that stars, it's okay for stars to rape women. The expectation is that big stars can do it and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that. You heard that. Actually, that was something.
Well, no, I don't know what you're referring to. Are you referring to what he said back in this 2016 election, which came out?
Right. And they brought They brought it up as part of in the E. Jean Carroll and the other three women that have.
He did make light of the fact that he grabs women and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's okay for a star to do that. That's what he said.
I don't know if those were the words he said, but close. It certainly was. It was the implication. Yeah.
It was pretty close to right. that. I actually laughed out loud when I read that. I'm talking, he is a piece of work, if nothing else. And I think he's beginning to believe his own press. I think he really believes that stuff now. You? Or you think it's just so much huffing and puffing?
That's another great question.
What does he believe? What does he really believe?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question. you could have a series of radio shows on the psychology of Donald Trump. He is a specimen. He really is. He really is a fascinating specimen.
Absolutely.
Of all that goes right and wrong in humanity. Now, is he lying to himself? Is what you're asking?
Kind of.
And he might be. He might be living a delusional existence.
Well, I think definition of bipolar, I've maintained all along that he was bipolar. And bipolarism affects you in many different ways, and it can strip you of your own, you know, what is real versus what you think is real. And then you can ask yourself, well, what is real? We really, you know, you and I have this spiritual discussion frequently, or once in a while anyway. Is any of this real? Are we really real? Are we here? Or are we a figment of our own imagination? Is the world really the world? Has the infinite intelligence decided to play a big game and create in some reality, in some universe, this adventure? That, you know, I can touch myself. I can touch, shake your hand. So does that make us real?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, come on. I mean, what you said, the word spiritual, what you're saying is scientific. Science has proved that nothing is material or real or physical. So you know.
Why are we doing this, Ben?
Why are we talking about this?
Or no, why are we doing anything?
Because we have to eat.
Oh. Why do we have to eat? Why do we have to live? Well, why are we here?
Well, let me sort it all out. Can we go an extra hour today? I mean, you know, and let me go get my robe. I'm wearing the wrong outfit for this.
You're wearing, is it a black robe or a red robe?
I have a
white robe.
A white robe. That would be nice.
Who did the white robe? Isn't there a white robe, or is that White Rabbit I'm thinking about? Gray Slick? Or is there a song called White Robe?
White
somewhere
robe.
In my mind.
No, White Rabbit is a white robe. It's a song by which we live our lives.
All right. Stay tuned for more of this excitement, boys and girls. Here we are at 28 past the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive to Saturday's mass shooting, where 8 people were killed at a shopping mall near Dallas. Authorities identified the gunman as a 33-year-old Hispanic man, and they believe the shooter acted alone. President Biden condemned the shooting, calling it, quote, the latest act of gun violence to devastate our nation. 7 people are confirmed dead and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. The crash happened early Sunday at a bus stop near the shelter for migrants in the border city. Former President Trump won't testify at his New York civil rape trial. His attorneys did not meet Sunday's judge-mandated deadline to request that he testify in his own defense. Closing arguments are expected on Monday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yes, it is the fascinating world of talk radio, and here we are, fascinating Michael Harrison and fascinating Doug Steffen, talking about the issues of the day, the things that matter, what has been said, and what's being done. A lot of the news talk radio stations that carry this program and others, due to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine under Michael's leadership. So we are into the fascinating facts about the world. I saw this week. This was not a headline story. It was about visiting the most interesting toilets in the world.
Oh.
There are some amazing toilets in the world. Do you know that America is way behind in two areas of technology? The railroad industry. Yeah. Trains in America are very behind the world. And toilets. We're missing the boat. On trains
And toilets are just, it's disgraceful how hard, how advanced the world of toiletry is.
And
in the U.S., we're still dealing with those old, that old system.
Yeah, right. You know. All right, let's talk about a couple of serious things that do pertain to the items that are on the story list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can read. You can see them at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. The number 8 issue here, the New York subway chokehold death. There's a lot of pressure that's mounting on the folks that run New York City, investigating the death of this black street performer, former Marine, who's white. Here we go. See, right? You follow what's going on. This is part of how this has been taken apart. A white Marine, grudgy, kind of, I don't like blacks, so I'm going to do this. And that's the behind-the-scenes riff that's going on. The death of Jordan Neely on the subway has been ruled a homicide. So here we go. The mental health discussion is part of what's going on talk radio. The white versus black thing is part of it. Vigilante justice is part of it. And on it goes, Michael.
Yeah, no, if people haven't lived in a major urban area, a lot of people are listening to this in rural America or small town America. The subways, the mass transit, the street is a very different atmosphere.
Yep.
Am I right? Yeah. I mean, you talk about different environments and different worlds.
Yep.
And the pressure of that, it does create fear and it creates hatred, and that's what's going on right now in places like New York. You step out of your house, you try to go someplace, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's very true.
So people are fearful. I think that's the key word is fear-based
thinking. Is that something that we could do a better job of, or is that part of the nuance of talk radio is filling people with fear? Look out below!
Talk radio? Talk radio is just a little blip on the radar screen of the intelligence that bounces around between human beings in a society. When you say what we can do about it, I don't know. We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vent. I think that the media can always do a better job, whether it's talk radio or anything else. You know, we were talking earlier in the program, for those just joining us, about the one bad apple syndrome. You know, the media is full of bad apples.
Yep.
Doesn't mean we should get rid of the media. It doesn't mean we should elevate the government above the media. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we should muzzle the media, get rid of the First Amendment. We should just police ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes down to ethics and integrity, and the media has got to have integrity, or freedom of speech has no value.
Oh my God! All right, let's go to something else that's fun.
Was that not fun?
No, it was. Well, it was sobering. I think sometimes, you know, people don't understand what the word entertainment means. Some people think entertainment is all about laughing. Entertainment is what occupies your mind, what captures your imagination, what grabs hold of, whether it's imagery by the spoken word or visual stuff, that's entertainment, in my mind anyway.
Mm.
So are these things entertaining? The discussion of Trump's legal battles, I know that a lot of people enjoy that who don't like Trump. I thought it was interesting this week the Justice Department sort of intensified their efforts to determine if Donald Trump hid documents at his house. So does that mean down at Mar-a-Lago? Does that mean Joe Biden is going to be looked at a little more closely? Does that mean that Pence is going to be investigated as well, more thoroughly? Why just Donald Trump? Why not these other guys who have done the same thing? Oh, it was a mistake. Okay, so it was a mistake. But why are we just going after Trump? Why aren't we going after Joe Biden? Why are we going after Pence or whoever else it was that took all this stuff home for whatever the reason? Obama.
Well, my view of that is that the people taking stuff home is not the primary crime being committed here.
No.
That these are distractions.
Yep.
The fact that we're talking about everything from alleged rapes to alleged hoarding of documents is not the real issue. And in terms of, you just said something that I find to be a commonly said mistake, that the only politician that we're holding up to scrutiny, the only politician we're investigating, the only politician...
Well, it seems that way.
Is Donald Trump. Come on.
Yeah.
You and I could have a... We could talk, you know, do a countdown of 100 names. of politicians that are either arrested or being investigated for crimes.
We can go to Clarence Thomas. None of the Republicans want to hear what a crook he is and how he has gotten millions of dollars of favorable treats, gifts and stuff, and he doesn't report any of them, and yet, well, we just give it a pass. Or everybody does it. You know what? That's BS. He's a crook.
And that goes back to lying to ourselves. We lie to ourselves. We support the crooks on our team, and we go after the crooks on the other team.
But look at the other guy.
Yeah, right. Okay. And so. What aboutism?
Well, what about so-and-so, you know?
But you just robbed a bank.
Yeah, but what about, you know?
Right, the other guys who rob banks.
Right.
Okay.
You know, right. anytime I hear what about, I roll my eyes. And folks listening to this, listen to whataboutism, how it plays such a role in the political conversation.
Yeah.
When people are accused of things, you know, in a debate or in a discussion, they don't answer with a defense. Their answer is, well, what about, you know, so-and-so? And that's, you know, mudslinging. That becomes a mud wrestling exhibition. Terrible.
It is. It's awful.
We need more clarity of thinking. We need better intelligence, critical thinking, reasoning. But the most important thing, and it's almost the theme of today's program, is we need intellectual honesty. And that starts by being honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Before you go, you know, accusing other people, what about you? You know, what about? There's your what about. What about you?
Right.
So.
What about you?
You know, well, I'm too boring to get into that kind of trouble.
Really?
Yeah, you have to come out of your house to be.
Yeah, right.
You have to occasionally come out. Mm-hmm. You know.
I'll take my bathrobe off and take a walk after a while.
Do I have to take my bathrobe off to commit a crime?
What we're doing here is criminal. Hold on. We're going to focus on what's going on at Talkers Magazine in a matter of moments here with the editor of Talkers. Michael Harrison is here. Right now, I want to think about and talk with you about what you're thinking about, your immune system. Is it strong? Is it defending you? Are you getting older and thus are you feeling like your body isn't quite as good as it used to be? Well, there are a lot of changes that happen to all of us as we grow older. That's true. Notice I didn't say grow old. I just said grow older. And now there's Balance 7 that in just 3 days it will start just kind of destroying, taking apart the acid buildup that's in your bod, bringing your immune system back online. There is a lot of, you know, there are a lot of products around that claim to do this, that, and the other thing. If you're a GAPS practitioner like Dr. Jack Stockwell is, he's associated with the Good Day program. He says all of your health and your goodness in terms of your body starts in your gut. So let's see what we can do about fixing your gut so it doesn't become a home for a disease, because that's where the diseases, health and diseases, start, in your gut. Hospitals and doctors have nothing in their arsenals to unlock your immune system, but I have Balance 7 to recommend to you. And yes, in 3 days' time, you will dilute the acid buildup in your body and get your immune system and the rest of your body functioning properly. Let's not have problems. Let's feel better. Balance 7 can be your friend forever, and here's how you get to Balance 7. You you can go online to balance7.com if you want to, but it's more interesting to engage somebody, a real live human being, to talk to about ordering Balance 7. So that's why I suggest you call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you're entitled then to $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. You don't have to pay for shipping either, and if it doesn't work, you get your money back. How the heck can you go wrong with that? 800-793-9039, or as I suggested also, you can try balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better. Balance 7 is your ticket. 800-793-9039, code word Doug.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
All right, we got 48 at the hour now. We have it, you have it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here.
What? I'm singing along to Booker T.
Oh, yes, and the MGs.
Boy, that just came out. Let's use that as our theme song from now on.
Okay. Right, no more Talk Green Radio Lions. Countdown.
Yeah, that you know.
Yeah. Countdown, down the biggest turn. Yeah, the big voice announcer.
Okay, so this week at Michael Harrison Interview, MHInterview.com, you have a little insight into the inside workings
of
this fabulous business.
Yeah, Steve Lapa, who's a sales consultant. You know, money makes the world go round, and this thing called radio, for it to exist, it's got to be able to compete in terms of revenue generation.
What happens if the world is really flat, though? What's going to make
Well, right now, sometimes I think that the world is that our country is split into two camps, the Flat Earth Society and the Square Earth Society, and we have to choose between the two. But if you're interested in behind-the-scenes radio stuff, folks, the interview is at MHInterview.com, and it's about how radio is facing the challenge of making money in the 21st century, something a lot of people are facing.
A lot of, if you're interested in what's going on the television, the conservative side of things, a lot of hooting and hollering this week at Newsmax because Chris Plant, who was a Washington talk radio fellow, and then he became sort of syndicated, I say sort of, because most of the stations that carry him are owned by the same company that produces, and that's what goes on. And now he's going to do a TV program. How many more TV programs and networks can we have, Michael?
Seven.
We have seven more? Okay. Good. Are we looking forward to
it? I have to look at the clock, see how much time we have. So
not much. We have 7 seconds.
Right there. You go.
The seven new networks. All right. Certainly something to think about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. Comments 855-999-DOUG if you really want to. It's 10 before the hour here on the countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's a movie moments time on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is joining us with his overview of what's going on, the past, the present, the future, what's happening this weekend in the theaters. But first, we have to return now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Maria was being sung to by Clem Kadiddlehopper. That's who's singing that. Did you know that, Chucker?
I did not know. No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Richard Beamer was a star, but he didn't sing. Their voices were dubbed, actually. Natalie Wood and him.
Mm-hmm.
Great dubbing, though, because you never really think about that when you watch that movie.
Was that guy, was he responsible for Natalie, Natalie's death?
No, let's go in a different direction. So we play that because this day in history, 1962, West Side Story soundtrack hit the Billboard charts, became number one, stayed there for 54 consecutive weeks, 20 weeks more than any other album in the history of Billboard. That's pretty impressive. 54
straight
number one.
Yes. Also impressive, the fact that Emilio Estevez, son of Martin Sheen, brother of Charlie Sheen, even though he kept the family name.
He did.
Martin Sheen changed, and so did Charlie. But I think Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez, as I recall. Right? Anyway, there's a story floating around right now. Can you believe Emilio Estevez is 60 and his father is almost 90?
That's hard to believe. And I know Charlie's going to go back into doing some sitcom work.
Yeah.
He's got two things lined up. Charlie Sheen is extremely talented.
Yeah.
A sitcom actor.
Whack
he's just
job,
a lunatic.
He's
an interesting part of pop culture, Doug. I got one other thing. This day in TV history, 1952, the episode, probably the best episode, most glorified episode of I Love Lucy. Lucy makes a commercial. It was also titled I don't even know how to pronounce it. But anyway, 68% of the viewing audience tuned in that night to watch I Love Lucy in 1952, this day in TV. That's incredible. Think about that. 68% of all Americans watching television watch that one program.
It is. It's amazing.
How did cultures change? I mean, think about that.
The big to-do this week was looking at the ratings for the Carol Burnett birthday party.
How were they?
And there were a lot of people who were just crowing about the fact that NBC won the night with 7.9 million viewers watching that. I can remember when that would have been the least, that would have been the losing number for
that. Yeah, I know.
Right?
I mean, if you say that, this is just off the top of my head. I remember, I don't know how many years, it's got to be about 12 years ago or so on, when Brothers and Sisters with Sally Field on ABC aired on Sunday Night. I like that show. And it used to get, in its last season, it was getting like 10, 11 million viewers a week. And it got canceled because it was what they called on the bubble. Now network TV would basically kill for 10 million viewers for a network show.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
A scripted show.
Well, when you look at, it's clear why Dick Wolf does as well as he does with the networks. They, NBC was talking about canceling the 10 o'clock, and then they looked at the numbers for the two Dick Wolf franchises that are on NBC at 10 o'clock, and they said, okay, I guess we'll keep the 10 o'clock hour. Of this is how much command this guy has of network television these days. All three of his nights, Tuesday on CBS, won the night. Wednesday on NBC with the Chicago shows, won the night. And Thursday, the Law and Order franchises win the night.
Which is really good. Having said that, these shows still, like, they'll bounce in this Peacock the next day, which Universal owns, NBC, and then ultimately they get sold to USA in syndication. So, there's
well, NBC owns
secondary life. Yes, correct.
They own USA.
I got one thing here. AMC Theaters easily beat Wall Street expectations, doing $954 million in sales in its last quarter, still posting $102 million loss. The CEO says they'll have to raise capital, but things are getting
better.
Much better.
All right, what's the big movie this weekend?
Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I'm going to go see it probably tomorrow. We expected to have the second biggest opening of the year. I got to be honest with you. I don't feel the excitement, though.
Story over and over and over and over and over again. So more monsters.
I hope it does well.
Bad guys and shoot 'em ups and blow ups and get those monsters who try to eat you. A couple of laughs, right? First one was good. I didn't think I wanted to see it, but somebody brought me and I liked
it. It was very good.
All right, Chucker, you're a likable sort
Thank
yourself.
You,
please join us again Monday here on the Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour, actually.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.